Oh, I feel miserable.
Oh, Dad, everybody's sick today.
Oh, no. Ironically, this is our cold opening, and today we all have colds today. How do you feel, Rashi?
I feel like I shouldn't have breathed in everybody's eyes.
Yeah, that was probably a good idea.
I guess misery deserves company.
How are you, Super Rika?
I'm my mother.
Hobart, are you any better? He's out too.
Interestingly enough, I'm totally fine.
How's that possible?
Because I'm lying.
Hi, I'm what's left of Paul Dini.
And I'm sort of Misty Lee.
Yeah. This is an off week for us. We came down with bad colds, and we don't know how it happened or why, but it just did happen.
Oh, but I'm seeking out somebody. I don't know who did this to me, but I'm going to find them. I'm going to make them suffer.
Break out that Ouija board and maybe...
Right? I know.
Yeah.
Well, the Ouija board is... That's if the cold gets much worse.
Well, Henry Gilroy kind of fessed up. He said he brought it in. So.
Oh, so you made me sick.
Only because it came through Henry. But I don't know. I don't know for a fact.
Well, I got sick before you did, so I don't know. I don't know what happened, but it was interesting because I was announcing the Academy of Magical Arts Awards this weekend.
Yeah.
And I just sat there, and Trish was bringing me hot water, and I thought I was gonna die.
But you sounded great.
Oh, you weren't even there. How do you know?
You did your voice for me, and I assume it sounded great.
Well, it doesn't matter. I can't talk anymore, so we're going to do a...
we're going to do a jukebox, or I guess we should say puke box.
We're not doing a puke box.
A sick... This is a jukebox...
How gross.
...dedicated to being sick and to those wonderful healers, the doctors, and all things else to do with the medical conditions. You've got
Ezra,
Muggsy
Emily,
there.
How are you guys feeling?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
You guys are totally healthy. All right.
Yeah.
We'll fix that.
Indeed. I'm going to make sure to breathe in your eyes. I don't know if you guys at home know this, but the easiest way to make someone sick is by breathing in their eyes. It's not necessarily, you know, like breathing in their mouth or, you know, saliva, but breathing in somebody's eyes for whatever reason, because you really don't have that much by way of defense. You know, if you breathe it in through your nose, you've got your mucosal membranes that can sort things out. And the same is true through your mouth. But if there's an airborne bug and it gets in your eyeball, you going to get it.
You know, could you wear, like, goggles to a party or something?
I was going to say, should I switch from this face mask to goggles?
From SARS to eye gear. I know, SARS mask to eye gear.
You know,
it's really interesting because it is a mucosal membrane without any kind of real defense mechanism. It just goes right in.
You know, there's a good invention. Somebody should invent regular, you know, like clip-ons for the side of regular glasses that just don't allow anything in.
Well, those are invented. They're just safety shields.
There goes another $1 million idea.
I don't know if that.
Shall we play a few selections?
Yeah, I'm going to dedicate this first one. It's by the Ramones, and it's dedicated to our cold opening, and also to Muggsy because he's looking at me like he's going to say this right now, and it's "You Sound Like You're Sick."
Don't you're so lazy. What if you must act up? Get in.
Always great to hear the Ramones. What do we got coming up next? This is a classic. Starting our ode to the doctors. Bad Case of Loving You, better known as Doctor Doctor. You doing okay? You need another handkerchief?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. Next up, classic by the great Cab Calloway, St. James Infirmary. That's where
we're all going to be.
That's where we all go, and that's where all cartoon characters wind up when they get sick, down at St. James Infirmary, singing the blues.
Let her go, God bless her. wherever she may be. She will search this wide world over, but she'll never find another sweet man like me. Now when I die, bear me in my straight leg breeches, put on a box back coat and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so you can let all the boys know I died standing fast. Folks, now that you have heard my story, say, boy, hand me over another shot of that booze. If anyone should ask you, tell them I got those St. James in a Perry blue.
Next one's a favorite of yours, I believe.
Yeah, I picked this next one. Sick things. It has little to do with the kind of sick we are and more to do with the kind of sick I am every other day. So here's a little Alice Cooper. Sick things.
Sick things. In cars rotate round my stars. Sick things. My things, my pets, my things. I love you things, I see as much as you love me. You things are heavenly when you come.
well, you know, Rashi served me some hot chicken soup, and it got me right up and raring to go, because he served it to me in my lap.
Oh.
Little bugger.
Drag.
Next up, we got some Harry Nilsson. We got a little Lime in the Coconut.
Lime in the Coconut. Nice. Enjoy.
Called the doctor. Woke him up.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, said doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up. Said doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Yeah, you put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Yeah.
Hey, this next one is my almost boyfriend. He's not quite my boyfriend because his brother's my boyfriend.
Oh.
I'm allowed to have boyfriends as long as they're dead.
Oh, this would be your in-law boyfriend.
Yeah,
oh,
boyfriend
yes.
Boyfriend-in-law.
Yes, there you go. The when you talk about doctors, you got to mention the great Dr. Hugo T. Hackenbush. Roger Marx.
So this is Dr. Hackenbush, the famous medical. You're welcome, Dr. Hackenbush.
If that's the case, I'll go.
Oh, no, you mustn't go.
Who said I mustn't go? The only reason that I came is so that I can go. I'm Dr. Hackenbush. My medical standing's very high. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. As a matter of fact, to be exact, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm sure that they'd all like to hear some facts about your great career.
Although my horn I hate to blow, there's one thing that you ought to know. I'm Dr. Hackenbush, which all my friends will verify. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. You never would guess, but nevertheless, I'm Dr. Hackenbush. For ailments abdominal, my charge is a nominal. Though I'm great for, I've a rate for tonsillectomy. Sick and healthy, poor and wealthy, come direct to me. Oh, God bless you, they yell, when I send them home well. But they never, no, they never send a check to me. I've won acclaim for curing ills, both in the north and south. You'll find my name just like my pills in everybody's mouth. I've never lost a case.
He's never lost a case.
I've lost a lot of patients, but I've never lost a case. My diagnosis never fails. I know just what to do. Whenever anybody ails, I'm sympathetic too. My heart within me melts.
His heart within him melts.
No matter what I treat him for, they die from something else. When your nerves start to rock, put your faith in your doc. When you're sick, he will stick to the end. With a possible exception of your mother, a doctor's a man's best friend.
Yes, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor's a man's best friend. Whoa, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor is a doctor is a man's best friend.
Right or wrong, wrong or right, night and day, day and night, on his call you can always depend. With a possible exception of your mother and your father and your uncles and your brothers and your nephews and your nieces and your sisters and your cousins, whom you number by the dozens.
A doctor's a man's best friend.
This next one isn't really about being sick. It's about, but it is sung by a doctor. One of the greatest doctors of contemporary music, Dr. John.
I thought you were going to say Dr. Teeth.
No, Dr. Teeth's coming up.
In fact, he is?
we'll run the two together. We got Mess Around by Dr. John because he's a doctor and we both feel real messy. And coming up, a prescription from Dr. Teeth, Don't Blame the Dynamite. And that's ironic because Dr. Teeth was patterned in part after Dr. John. So here we are, both parts of Dr. Teeth's personality.
Saxophone, dancing lately, don't blame your shoes. And if you ain't been happy lately, don't put it on the blues. Don't blame the dynamite if you can't light the fuse. There's a party all the time for them what choose.
The end of my romancing came with football on TV, really. Why, he ain't took me anywhere since 1963.
Her hair is in the closet, her teeth are on the shelf. I put the good parts in a bag and go out by myself.
One good thing about being sick is you can catch up on your Netflix. You guys have you said something about cartoons being all over Netflix.
Just today they posted all the Cartoon Network shows, everything from the cartoons to their Adult Swim stuff.
All the Cartoon Network shows.
Well, nearly all of them.
Yeah. How about that? That's. Yeah, I'm sure there's no Tower Prep, no Unnatural History, none of that stuff on there.
I didn't see those.
Yeah, no. I mean, we're not doing questions, but I'll answer a couple that I've been getting lately. One, I'm sorry, no more Tower Prep. It's not coming back. That's everybody asks that every week. And two, this is one I got shotgunned with a lot today. No, I'm not writing the next Arkham Asylum games.
Yeah, I just heard that got announced.
Yeah, they just announced them. And
we announced it 2 weeks ago on the podcast.
Yeah, but they announced...
Well, everyone was thinking it was going to happen. They did the official.
Yeah, and they showed some of the artwork. So I guess Black Mask is the villain in the Arkham okay. Asylum Origins or something. And it takes place on Christmas Eve, and Batman is new at his job, and everybody starts to, you know, comes after him to kill him. And then there's a Blackgate game coming too, and I'm not working on any of them, folks. All I can say is play the games; they'll probably be great, and have fun, you know. So back to the thing here. Oh, here we got another favorite of yours.
Yeah, Natalie Cole and Ray Charles singing "Fever," and then Christopher Walken talking about his.
Oh, he's got a prescription, and you know what that prescription is?
Don't tell him what's coming.
Okay, all right.
Never knew how much I love you. Never knew how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me. Fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, I'll fever all through the night.
Everybody's got the fever. Oh, that's just something that you should know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, tell about it.
Romeo loved Juliet.
Uh-huh.
Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. I'll give it fever.
Fever, fever, fever. yeah.
When we kiss it, fever with thy flame in you.
Oh, fever, I'm a fire.
Fever, yeah, I burn for sooth.
She said, Daddy, Daddy, don't you dare. He gives me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Oh, Daddy, won't you treat him right?
Now you've heard our story.
Oh, it's your story.
Here's the point that we have made.
I'm listening.
Chicks were born to give you fever.
That's right, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade.
They give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn.
Fever,
tell you sizzle.
Fever,
what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Yeah.
I tell you, what a lovely way to burn.
All
right now, what a lovely way to burn.
Lovely,
I like
lovely,
that.
Lovely,
what a lovely way to burn.
You ain't right, Rick.
After a series of staggering defeats, Blue Oyster Cult assembled in the recording studio in late 1976 for a session with famed producer Bruce Dickinson. And luckily for us, the cameras were rolling.
All right, guys, I think we're ready to lay this first track down. By the way, my name is Bruce Dickinson. Yes, the Bruce Dickinson. And I gotta tell you, fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
Coming from you, Bruce, that means a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you're Bruce Dickinson.
This is incredible.
I can't believe Bruce Dickinson digs our sound.
Easy, guys. I put my pants on, just like the rest of you, one leg at a time. Except once my pants are on, I make gold records. All right, here we go. Don't fear the reaper. Take one, roll it.
All right, one, two, three, four.
Could you come in here for a second, please? That was going to be a great track. Guys, what's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So, let's take it again. And Gene.
Yeah.
Really explore the studio space this time.
You got it, Bruce.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Explore the space.
Okay.
I like what I'm hearing. Roll it.
One, two, three, four. I'm sorry, could you come back in there, please?
Fellas, no, we just wasted two good tracks. This last one was even better than the first.
Well, it's just that I find Gene's cowbell playing distracted. I don't know, if I'm the only one, I'll shut up.
No, it's pretty rough.
You know, I can pull it back a little if you like.
Not too much, though. I'm telling you, fellas, you're gonna want that cowbell on the track.
You know what, it's fine, let's just do the thing.
Okay, roll it.
One, two, three, four.
Come on, Gene!
No,
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Don't blow this for us, Gene!
Could be so selfish, Gene.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, baby, just say it.
I'm standing here staring at rock legend Bruce Dickinson.
The cock and a walk, baby.
And if Bruce Dickinson wants more cowbell, we should probably give him more cowbell.
Say, baby.
And Bobby, you are right. I am being selfish. But the last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
And I'd be doing myself a disservice and every member of this band if I didn't perform the hell out of this.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Thank you, Bruce. But I think if I just leave and maybe I'll come back later and we can lay down the cowbell.
Come on, baby.
Gene, wait. Why don't you lay down that cowbell right now? With us. Together.
Do you mean that, Eric?
Oh, yeah. Speaks for all of us.
Thank you.
Babies, before we're done here, y'all be wearing gold-plated diapers.
What does that mean?
Never question Bruce Dickinson. Roll it.
One, two, three, four.
Next, we got a little Avril Lavigne and...
we got Otis Redding first.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Telling us how he's feeling.
Oh, that's right.
So how's Otis Redding feeling? You want to speak on his behalf?
He's saying, I'm sick, y'all.
Yeah, and then...
And then we got Avril Lavigne talking about Contagious,
yeah.
Which we both are.
Which has really nothing to do with spreading a guys. Flu bug and more to do with something else. But anyway, enjoy. Yeah.
We'll be right back. set to realize what you bring to my life. Damn, it's got to make me cry. It's so contagious. I cannot get it out of my mind. It's so outrageous. You make me feel so high all the time.
You know, around Castledini's time, we're not just limited to chest colds and headaches and fever and everything. We are prone to mental illness, too.
Indeed.
And
that's just your run-of-the-mill garden variety normal state of mind around here.
What? Mental illness?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Mental illness and duh.
Yeah.
Those are our two common states. We vacillate between the two.
Yeah. And we got a song that sums that up perfectly, and that is Joni Mitchell's Twisted. My analyst told me.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along that he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not, don't know. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined when out of his sight to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts, no more ifs, or ands, or buts. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. So strange when you know that you're a wizard at three. I knew that this was meant to be. Now I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I got into the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to now. Do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all up at angry young men. They all laugh at Edison and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the idiomatic logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane. Oh, they used to laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
What, no driver on the top?
And the chick is twisted, crazy, oop shooby, here flip city.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead. Because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you. Cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
Oh, we got one last one.
Yeah, we're ready to goof ourselves on NyQuil and take ourselves to bed here. And we're going to go out on a laugh, hopefully a laugh. Tom Lear, talking about Contagion, I got it from Agnes.
I love my friends, and they love me. We're just as close as we can be. And just because we really care, whatever we get, we share. I got it from Agnes, she got it from Jim. We all agree it must have been Louise who gave it to him. Now she got it from Harry, who got it from Marie. And everybody knows that Marie got it from me. Giles got it from Daphne, she got it from Joan, who picked it up in County Cork, a kiss in the Blarney Stone. Pierre gave it to Sheila, who must have brought it there. He got it from Francois and Jacques. Aha! Lucky Pierre. Max got it from Edith, who gets it every spring. She got it from her daddy, who just gives her everything. She then gave it to Daniel, whose spaniel has it now. Our dentist even got it, and we're still wondering how. Ah, but I got it from Agnes, or maybe it was Sue, or Millie, or Billy, or Jilly, or Willie, it doesn't matter who. It might have been at the pub, or at the club, or in the loo, and if you will be my friend, then I might, mind you, I said might, give it to you.
Well, I would tell you guys, I hope you feel better, but I don't think y'all are sick. But if you are, I hope you feel better soon. Hope you feel better soon.
Hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
I think there's some hot chicken soup left that Rashi didn't spill down my pants.
Well, at least it's got lime and coconut in it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we promise a little more energy and a little more health and vitality next week. Either that or Ezra and Emily will do this podcast from our gravesite. Hopefully
all
not.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
On that rather mordant tone. Yeah,
that's going to be a really boring one.
Yeah. Well, Paul, what do you think?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Have a great week, everybody.
See y'all next time.
This has been another episode of Radio Rashi. If you've enjoyed this episode, let everyone know by leaving a review in the iTunes Store. It's a great way to help others find us. You can also leave comments on RadioRashi.com, Facebook.com/RadioRashi, or follow us on Twitter at Radio Rashi or at Paul_Dini to leave us questions. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends.